Hello, sir? It's me. Oh, no, it's okay. It's just me. You're always so jumpy around women now. But I guess I understand why. May I sit? I just got back from a supply run with the others. We got some food and spare parts. Dennis is repairing the water filtration. It may be breaking down again. He says he doesn't know how long it will work. We may have to start getting more water from topside. Yes, I am upset. I miss the world I grew up in, when everything was normal. I miss the sky and fresh air on my face, watching the sun rise and set, stars in the night. Having a pet that isn't a vicious dog. Do you remember what it was like? The world before? It feels like it's been so long. I lost track of how many years we've been trapped in this bunker. I hate being underground. No, I'm not claustrophobic. Well, okay, maybe a little. I actually prefer to be with people. Crazy, right? Ever since everyone went nuts. Ever since they all turned. Did you ever hear how it happened? No? I remember a lot of it. I was a reporter before all this went down. They gave me all the official sources and stories. Valentine's Day. That's when it all started, right? It would make sense. Flowers and chocolates. Oh, right. That's how it started. All those pesticides and chemicals being sprayed on our food and plants. It made flowers give off a strange pheromone, especially roses. If it wasn't the flowers, it was the chocolate treats and those little heart-shaped things made out of chalk. Well, they taste like chalk anyway. I always hated those things. It only affected females for some reason. Probably something to do with the missing Y chromosome. It made them wild, desperate, obsessed with their loved ones. They started forcing their husbands and boyfriends to be with them at all times. They destroyed their cars, cut them off from communication. Some even tied them up in their own homes. The worst ones became violent, murderous even. They believed the uninfected to be their rivals. How's that for ironic? The non-crazy women were the ones they felt threatened by. I guess that's why we all thought they were zombies at first. Sometimes I think I would have preferred that. No, there was no counterattack. No grand battle by the military or final stand of survivors traveling the country like in the video games. I don't think there was ever any time for that. Everyone was hit so quick. Anyone who brought their lover a Valentine's Day gift spread the infection. Army generals, world leaders, business executives. Millions of women worldwide infected. All by having a good husband. Or at least, a good boyfriend. I still remember hearing that story about the crazed stripper that murdered my boss's wife and claimed they were married. She locked him in his own house and started coming into work, sending us scripts about how the women were the normal ones and just wanted love. She even told his teenage daughter she was her new mother. I think that would have broken the poor thing's heart if she wasn't already infected herself. After people began to vanish or die, the emergency service centers told people to hide in safe houses. The government had stored up places with clean food, purified water and clothing, just to be safe in case of national emergency. Though, I don't think This is what they had in mind. Speaking of which, how is the communications array going? Oh. Another one is gone. Where? Tokyo. I didn't know we could reach that far. I didn't even know you spoke Japanese. You don't. You just recognized a word? The Yandere Plague. Like those old animes? I never watched them, but I had a friend who did. He had weird tastes. Wow. You know Japanese, you can work a communications array, you're helping us organize. What can't you do? You're practically our leader. What's wrong? Why are you scared? I'm just complimenting you. Oh, right. The infection. I'm sorry. I'd be on edge too. Especially after what I've seen. I told you about that crazy woman who took over my old job? She kept bringing in snacks with chocolate and encouraged the women to eat them. My coworkers were smart and didn't buy it. We started to feel that things were wrong with her, but we couldn't confront her. She matched all the symptoms of the infected. I mean, seriously, who goes on a romantic monologue about a man's mini-golf game? My friend Patty started making her own scripts and sending the girls out on more road trips to get away. We tried to warn people on the news, don't eat any chocolate and don't smell any flowers. Burn your gardens if you could. We even started to get through to people. Until we found out our new CEO was making our coffee. Oh, God. I remember coming into work that day. Patty and I were packed to drive to Dallas. We were going to do a report on an evacuation center for refugees in Texas. I came into the break room and found Tiffany, our anchor, dead on the table. Her pen was sticking out of her throat. Blood was everywhere. Patty had our cameraman, Mike, pinned against the wall. She was making out with him, like a horny teenager on prom. I thought she was eating him at first. Her hands in the front of her shirt were covered in blood. Mike had his hands tied with cord from his camera. He looked at me for help and gagged when he saw Tiffany. Patty looked back at me with this crazed look in her eyes and she screamed at me, "Get the fuck out! You're ruining our happiest moment!" Then she just went back to sucking Mike's face off. I never liked Tiffany. She was such a bitch. Real fucking slut. But she didn't deserve that. Maybe something slower. Like a hacksaw to the head. I'm just joking. Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I just want to make this tension go away. The supply run? Yeah, we made it, but it was close. The infected are everywhere. And so are their men. They use some of them as lookouts. I actually met one who let me go. He told me a really creepy story. I lived across the street from this guy named Bruce and his neighbor, Natalie. They were really close and always seemed to have the best relationship any friend could ask for. Then she got infected. I could hear her from my room, screaming about finding her lover. She said she could sense him somehow, like it was out of a dream. She named a guy in Germany, Matthias, I think. He was a foreign exchange student she met years ago. She knew his name, his address, his city, She kept saying how she needed to get on the next flight to Berlin. Well, Bruce felt sorry for her and locked her in her room. He thought the disease would wear off in time. She screamed at him to let her go and that he was hurting her and they were supposed to be friends. On her worst days, she threatened him. Not to kill him, but it got pretty creative. I didn't hear anything else after I left for this underground bunker. In the supply run, I found him mowing his lawn. He looked tired, like he hadn't slept for weeks. He said he had chained Natalie to the bed by her arm and gave her food and water and clothes until he thought she would heal. Then one day, there was no screaming. He came up to see if she was okay. He found her, sitting peacefully on the bed with a dreamy expression. He thought she was finally better. But she looked at him and said, "Thank you. You helped me realize that Matthias was never the one for me. My true love cares for me enough to do anything to help me. And he never left me. He's been with me my entire life." He said he noticed that she'd drawn hearts around his face and all their pictures in the room. Her laptop was open and she'd photoshopped a wedding gown and suit onto their graduation picture. That was all before he noticed she had gotten her restraints off. I won't give you all the disturbing details. I think you get the picture. That scared me for a while. Knowing this would probably never end. No miracle cure to save the day or brave soldiers storming the country like in the movies. Not feeling the warmth of the sun or the cool snow on my cheek in the winter. I thought it would drive me crazy. But not with you. You're here for me, for all of us. You'll lead us to a new dawn and protect us from the... What? I'm just complimenting you. Can't I be nice? Without someone judging me? I got enough of that crap at the news station with horny interns grabbing my ass and... I am not getting aggressive, okay? I'm just stressed out. Aren't you? After everything I said. My face? Nothing. Nothing's on my face. Oh, that? That's just dirt. I slipped and fell and hit my lip. Why are you touching it? It's not... All right. It's chocolate. Please, no, don't run. Don't leave me. I didn't want to. I'd been keeping these feelings for you since we met. I wanted to tell you how I felt, but I couldn't. Not when you're so scared of women. You see, I lied. Bruce didn't just let me go. He called on Natalie, and she recognized me and rushed me. She pinned me down, and I thought she was going to kill me. But she said she saw something in my eyes. A longing, a want to be loved. She pulled a piece of chocolate out of her pocket and forced me to eat it. Then she tied me to a chair and made me eat dinner with her and Bruce. That's when he told me the story. After that, Natalie let me go and encouraged me to find my true love. My Prince Charming. My storybook ending in this crazy world, just like she did. I found my crew and came home without anyone knowing. Another lie. I put some chocolate into the rations. It should have spread throughout the entire base by now. I couldn't just keep this feeling to myself. It's amazing. I've always had to hide my emotions, but now they're flowing out of me like a storm. I feel so free. No one should have to hide themselves like I did. Those women were never infected. They were reveling in their true selves. Don't fight me. You know who we're meant to be. I've seen you look at me during lunch. Your gaze lingers on me when I leave the base. You look at me with pride and relief when I come back from a run. But you never did anything. Here I am, strutting around the base in army fatigues like an action hero, and you sit back and cower. You're afraid to go outside where thousands of women could have their way with you at any time. But the one who's willing? You act like she's poison. Figures. The one man I want to touch me can't bear to be in the same room as me. Well, I'm done. No more.
I'm taking us out somewhere special. It'll be our first date, wedding, and honeymoon at the same time. Maybe Chicago first. I've always wanted to see the Sears Tower. Or is it Willis Tower? I can never remember.
Oh, yes. You are going out there.
You can't possibly miss it. It's beautiful. It's a brand new world out there. You see, it's not the bleak, cold, post-apocalyptic wasteland you think it is. The power is back on in the cities. Farmers are working. The world is just as beautiful as it was before. The only difference is women run everything. They prefer to let their men stay at home, so the uninfected can't steal them. That's not so bad, is it? You're used to working communications and cleaning the base. A nice home with a pretty garden would be so much easier. Children play in the streets. There's been so much time over the years for loved ones to be together. The kids are happy and raised by loving parents. Their moms dote on them like you wouldn't believe. The little ones don't share their mother's feelings of love, but that's okay. The youngest infected in the beginning was 18. I'm sure that's when it'll kick in. I wonder what our kids will be like in this Norman Rockwell world.
It's okay, girls. I got this one. Go, open the doors and set our people free.
Well, baby, let's go see our new world. I already have a home picked out for us. It was abandoned by its owners during the evacuation. I can't wait to move in. Aren't you going to carry me across the threshold? No, you're right. I'll carry you.
It's my world, after all.
Really? You're going to fight me? Don't be ridiculous. I know you love me. You couldn't bear to hurt me. Even if you commit to this game, how far do you think you'll get without me? All those women out there, desperate for men? Some are still searching. Do you want some random, dangerous stranger to be your girl? Or someone you know that has always had you on her mind, even before she was liberated? See? I knew you could be reasonable. Now come on. Take my arm and walk outside with me. You better get used to that. There's gonna be a lot more where that came from. I think the base should have been overrun by now. So, let's go home. To our real home. And if we hurry, maybe we can catch the sunrise.